Well, Kristen, here it is, New Year's Eve. Last time I saw you, it was Christmas Eve. And here it is, New Year's Eve, and we're still in the studio.
Still we have here. Such exciting lives, Raver.
Still here at WNYC. It's only 7:16 in the morning or whatever it is. And let's talk about some New Year's resolutions. Pretty soon it's going to be 2011.
Well, of course, I have movie resolutions.
You have movie resolutions.
Do you have movie resolutions,
as
too?
As do I. Yes, I do. Yes,
ooh,
I do.
Excellent. Are they resolutions both of what to see and what not to see in the coming year?
Yes. Well, this is tough because as a movie critic, I pretty much am, you know, determined to see everything. But there are movies that I'm resolved not to see, but I'm going to fail in their resolution because I'll be forced to see them anyway. So let's put it that way.
Well,
you may have a little more free will.
Maybe.
A little.
A feeling I won't have free will as much as I'd like to with some of these.
That's probably true.
So before we get into what our resolutions are for the new year, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days
so, Rafer.
Yes.
Let's just start off on the nice side of things, shall we?
On a positive note. Good.
Let's talk about something that we're really, really, really looking forward to seeing this year.
All right, you go first.
Okay, so I think that this is not going to be any surprise to you, but one of the first items on my list is The Help.
Oh, okay.
The Help, the adaptation, the film adaptation of Catherine Stockert's book. Did you ever read that?
No.
Or, I'm sorry, Catherine Stockert's book. And this was a bestseller that is about a woman in the 1960s, a white
right.
woman living in the South, and some black women who also live in that same community that she lives in, who are all The Help.
They right.
are domestic servants. And how they team up together to help overthrow the shackles of racism and
yes.
and catty women and small town oppression and all of these things. And it's not a politically correct book. It's not like a thinky book. This is never going to win a Pulitzer, but it's so enjoyable.
It sounds very...
It's very enjoyable. You can't help but cheer for everybody. Cheer for... You know, the women, cheer for the servants. Cheer
this
for
is not a, this is not one of these, this is not kind of a serious historical fiction book.
Oh, no. This is more like Calendar Girls. If it was in the South and it was the 1960s, like, let's get all together and let's do this thing.
Hmm.
If it was a musical, it would star Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland.
Let's
and it would
on,
be
let's
1937.
Put, let's put on an integrated show. Okay. Okay.
It's pretty much that. Only it's like, let's write an integrated memoir. Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
Who's in it? Do we know?
Emma Stone.
Oh,
we all
that's
love
right.
Emma Stone.
That's right. And I do love Emma Stone.
Yeah.
I do
Emma
love her.
Stone's fantastic. We both
yeah.
loved her in Easy A
yes.
in 2010 and
yes.
in many other movies. She's been great. I love her. So tell me, what's first on your list of movies you're resolving to see?
First on my list of movies I'm resolving to see. It's strange because I'd say, I'm on the fence about this one, but what I'm really looking forward to...
Oh, no,
are you
really looking forward to or dreading?
Well,
I can't tell if it's...
I'll explain.
Okay.
But I have to admit, I'm really looking forward to The Beaver. Do you know about The Beaver?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's the new Mel Gibson film.
Oh, good God.
And this is going to be...
I don't even know where this is going.
It's going to be either... This is going to either save his career or possibly destroy it once and for all. I'm going to tell you the premise... And I want you to know that I'm not making this up. This is not a gimmick. He plays a depressed CEO of a toy company, and he decides to resolve his problems by interacting with everyone using a beaver hand puppet. So throughout the film, he speaks to everyone through a beaver hand puppet.
The listeners cannot see my facial expression right now.
But I wish they could. I wish they could.
My face is that beaver puppet right now,
yeah.
scrunched up
yes.
into a little sock roll. It's
yes.
just, yeah. Really?
This is the... I'm telling you, this is an actual film coming out that's going to be in theaters.
Can you imagine the development meeting in the studio? Like, who decided to green light this movie?
Apparently...
This sounds brilliant. I green light this.
I have to see. We've got to see Mel Gibson doing this. So, yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. Jodie Foster is his co-star. I think she plays his wife. She also directs it. So, you know.
I love Jodie Foster.
We all love Jodie Foster. I do have to say, I do not think Jodie Foster is a very good director. Little Man Tate, you know, pretty by the numbers kind of Hollywood, you know, tearjerker. I don't think she's the greatest director. I do think she's a great actress. I love seeing her on screen. She could, but you have to do two things. I recommend this to you and to the listeners. You've got to go to the internet, find the trailer, and then find the parody trailer in which all the things that the beaver is saying are actually the obscene voice messages that Mel Gibson recorded to his ex-girlfriend. And the YouTube trailer is actually a work of genius. That looks really brilliant. That looks like a great movie. So we'll see. We'll see if the real beaver is going
to
be any good.
I don't know what to think about this one, Rafer.
Look, I don't either. And that's why I have to say I really can't wait to see that thing unfold on screen in front of me.
Wow. I'm just baffled. Well,
all right.
Well, let me just tell you the next movie I'm really looking forward to that I'm resolving to see. And it doesn't come out for another 11 months and 2 weeks.
I bet I know what movie this is.
Does it rhyme with Meryl and Mumar?
No, it's not the one I thought you were going to say.
Harold and Kumar. Yes. It's their new Christmas movie.
Yes.
And inexplicably, it's in 3D.
How could it not be? How could it? That's so explicable.
This makes no sense. You don't need these guys in 3D. You really don't. It's a bunch of really enjoyable stupid jokes.
Right.
Mixed with a lot of really enjoyable smart jokes. Which I think they do such a great job with race, with class, with... They're really great with those smart socioeconomic analyses. You know, they're great at that stuff, but they're also just really good at Neil Patrick Harris riding in on a unicorn and then snorting some lines off of a hooker's butt. They're so good at all of it. There's nothing not to love about Harold and Kumar. And I'm not really sure what to think about the 3D part, but, you know.
Highbrow cultural comedy in 3D. I think that sounds pretty good. I think that sounds pretty promising.
I think it might be the Christmas movie of the... It could be... You know what? This might be the next It's a Wonderful Life, a classic for the generations.
I really hope so. You could be right. You could really be right on that. It's been a long time, too, I think, since there's been... When was the last time...
Elf became kind of an iconic movie.
Well, it totally did. You're right.
Yeah,
It became a Broadway play.
Thank God for all of us here in New York.
There you go. Wow. Okay. All right. That was not what I thought you were going to say.
Well, now I'm dying of curiosity. What did you think I was going
to
say?
I don't want to say because we're about to go on the show later and we're going to trade. We're going to trade on the takeaway. We're going to trade our most looking forward to of 2011. I don't want to give it away, but I think I know what at least one of yours is.
All right. Well, I want to know what another one of yours is that you're looking forward to.
Okay. The second one that I'm looking forward to, and here's the thing, what I'm looking forward to is the remake of Arthur. I'm just going to say it.
Oh.
The thing, Kristen, here's the thing. Ever since I told you that Arthur was one of my favorite movies, you've never quite taken me seriously as a human being.
Oh, it started before that with the whole Avatar thing. But we're not going to bring up Avatar every single episode of Movie Date.
Come on. All right. Well, here's the thing. As you know, I love that movie with Dudley Moore as the drunken playboy and Liza Minnelli as the waitress with whom he falls in love. I love that movie. John Gielgud plays the butler. It's one of my favorites. I think it's a classic. I think it's a terrific example of a timeless screwball comedy. And here's the thing. While I hate remakes in general, this has a pretty promising cast. Russell Brand is taking over the Dudley Moore role, and Helen Mirren is taking over the John Gielgud role as Hobson, the butler. I think that sounds pretty good. Nick Nolte plays one of the small parts. If you're an Arthur fan, you'll be pleased to know that Nick Nolte plays the father-in-law of the spurned fiancé. But if you're not an Arthur fan, that won't make any sense to you. But I'm really looking forward to it.
I just have to say now is the perfect time to interject with what I'm resolving not to see.
And it's now Arthur.
No, Arthur was actually on my list before we met up today in the studio.
Oh.
It was actually number one. I even wrote out a little paragraph about why I can't see this movie. Do you want me to read it out loud on air?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Honestly, Rafer, I never had any interest in the original, and I have even less interest in the remake starring Russell Brand, even though it also stars Helen Mirren, who I love. But Russell Brand has been irritating me to no end in his recent films, especially Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I just hate that Christopher Cross song, when you get caught between the moon and New York City.
The best that you can do is fall in love.
Oh, God, I wish we were singing right now.
I know,
Now I kind of wish we were in karaoke. It's like, I'm saying it's a bad song, but, you know, if we were in karaoke, I'd be totally
It is a terrible song. I'm not going to argue with you there, but it was the 80s, and you had to have a crappy song like that.
But you know what? I just want to make this clear. This was something that was already on my list. This is not reactionary to your terrible choice
of
movie. This was on my list of movies I'm most dreading.
Really?
Yeah.
You're resolved not to see this movie.
I am resolved not to see Arthur.
Wow.
I will not see this.
You and
Unless
I are really...
Unless you force me to for a movie date, then I'll have
I'm
no
going to. Believe me, I'm going. How could I not? How could I not drag you to Arthur?
Okay, what are you resolving not to see?
Okay, what am I resolving not to see? And again, as I say, I will probably wind up seeing it. But the first one that I'm resolving not to see is Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds. Here's the thing. I was complaining about so much during this last movie year, during 2010, because it was such a bad year for movies, that I forgot to look on the bright side, which was there have been almost no superhero movies whatsoever this year. Pretty much the only one was Iron Man 2, right? So we had a nice little break from the superhero movies. That's over. 2011, we're back to all the superhero crap, and one of the biggest ones is going to be Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds, and I'm already bored thinking about it.
I can't remember which one's the Green Hornet and which one's the Green Lantern.
Who cares? Okay, Green Hornet is the Seth Rogen weirdo Michelle Gondry superhero film.
Oh.
Green Lantern is going to be the big blockbuster with Sexiest Man Alive Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
all right.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know anything
so sexy.
About he's so sexy, isn't he? I don't know anything about Green Lantern. I'm not interested in Ryan Reynolds. I'm tired of the superhero genre. I'm sick of seeing it. What I'm really tired of is feeling this pressure to get all excited about these movies and talk about how comic books have grown up. They haven't grown up. They're still completely retarded. That's okay. That's okay, but they haven't grown up. Let's stop kidding ourselves. And I'm sure the movie will be passable, but there's something about it that I'm just already completely bummed out about.
Wow.
There you go.
We're going to have to see that one together.
Yeah, we'll have to see that one together, too.
All right.
Well, Kristen, here's the thing. We're going to break all these New Year's resolutions, and we're probably going to wind up seeing all of this crap, aren't we?
You know what? I'm willing to bet that you're right, and and it's going to be a great 2011.
Well, Happy New Year.
Thanks, Reaper. Happy New Year.